Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, all right, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and this one question obviously has been surfacing for a while. For those of us that were wondering about whether the virus came from a lab or there was a lab leak or some sort of genetic engineering, when the variants came, it was obviously a natural thought process to wonder if maybe the mutant versions or the variants, and I should probably talk about the difference in definition of those in a second. It was just a natural thought process, logical to think, well, could they have also been leaked? Could they also have been possibly genetically engineered? And so now the question is just outright being asked, are these alpha strains, beta, gamma, delta strains, this new Nepal strain, which we're going to talk about, are these strains natural occurrences, just naturally created mutants, or could the same lab or the same entity that possibly started coronavirus have some, I guess, hands into the whole variant issue we now have? And then another question follows is, if these mutant strains are out there and we identify the mutation and we have all this technology, whether it's CRISPR or all the genetic engineering we can do where we can actually reproduce a mutation or fine-tune certain and fine-tweak, do the bad people have the mutant strains that are being advertised as possibly being vaccine evasive, and can they use those as future coronavirus weapons? So I'm no conspiracy theorist. I like to think that in general, you know, people are good, that nobody would deliberately make COVID or release it. Although in 2002, Singapore felt that the original SARS outbreak was lab leak related. So this isn't the first time China's been accused of a lab leak. They've had lab issues with coronavirus multiple times in the past. I don't think coronavirus was completely man-made. I wouldn't be surprised if it was tinkered with. Or when you do have a virus in a lab setting and not in a natural habitat, there's ways it could mutate. So the difference between mutate and strain and variant, you guys are hearing these terms. So a strain is kind of like a species in a way. It's within a species. It has a specific genetic makeup. There's a flu strain, and flu strains might differ. And they might differ because the strain might be a variant of another strain. A variant means it's different. Similar in terms of base, but it has a little difference. That's why this alpha UK strain we're not supposed to talk about, right, is a variant, right, of the original coronavirus strain. So a variant is a different strain. A mutant, which we use in X-Men movies, a mutant is where a variant happened because of a mutation. Variant is a little bit more broad. Mutant is a strain that mutated. But variants could be common. Mutants and mutations kind of connote a rarity, a fluke. So something can develop and be a variant of something else, and it might have been caused by a mutation, but it could exist as a variant for decades, as opposed to a mutant was kind of like the one-time change. Does that make sense? Mutant is more acute, variant is more chronic and more, all right, does that make a little sense? Okay, so when people ask, look, yeah, we're talking about COVID. Maybe COVID existed in a natural form. Maybe they were studying it. Maybe it leaked, which is what I would probably suspect happened, especially with the whistleblowers and the evidence that is coming out that this was in the lab, and especially with what happened in 2002. Do I believe that some of these these variants that are out there could have been from the same lab? Could they be now being put out there by a same entity? It's going to be very difficult to tell. When a mutation's done, it's very difficult to trace back, because in nature these things happen. It just blows my mind that we can even, in a laboratory setting, you know, monitor the genetics of a virus. It blows my mind. I like to see things. I'm not very, very good with things that are, you know, suboptical. But with the variants that we have, I would like to believe that these were naturally occurring mutations in the spike proteins that just allowed them to be more infectious. I'd like to think there's an innocent explanation for it. But for those of you that are wondering, was there something more sinister? Is something more sinister going on? You have every right to wonder that. And I think the powers that be, like the World Health Organization, UN, anybody that's policing these countries, I think they have a right to consider that all, that additional possible theory. If you have a lab that, you know, had a virus leak, did the virus on its own mutate, or did some of the mutants also leak? I mean, one thing we spoke about last year, and again, we were one of the very first people to discuss it, is if this was a leak, did only one baby virus leak, or did a whole multitude of pathogens leak? I mean, if there was a breakdown, again, I'm not of the belief that China purposely, you know, dumped this on their country. But if there was a leak, the chance that it was only one little baby bottle, you wonder, maybe other pathogens. So, you know, I'm not here to perpetuate any of those theories, but I could see why those theories are gaining some speed and some conjecture. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's a little tricky to talk about these variants because we're not supposed to use the city name or the country name or the province name, but before they get their Greek name, they're given a area of concern. You know, everybody wants to be politically correct, and they don't want to shame or stigmatize, because if you say the Brazilian strain, then people don't want to go to Brazil. If you say the Nepalese strain, people don't want to go to Nepal. So I get that. I get that. The only thing is it is confusing people when you say the Delta strain, the Alpha strain, the Beta strain, and everybody's like, I don't get it. Well, you don't get it because we've been kind of using the countries to begin with. But there has been a coronavirus variant that has emerged in Nepal. And before anybody calls it a Nepalese strain, they're going to quickly call it a Delta variant, okay? And the reason why is it's closely related to the Indian variant and the South African variant, which actually has different names as well. I think the South African variant is Beta or is Gamma. I have to double check. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble staying up to date on all the different variants. But anyway, and what the new Greek names are. I know the UK is Alpha. And then there's Gamma, Delta, Beta. All right, I'll figure it out. But anyway, so as many as 13 travelers from Nepal to Japan were spotted carrying the new strain, leading to theories that it emerged during a hike on Mount Everest. Now, doctors have told Daily Mail that they cannot confirm the infections of the new variant, but that it could spread rapidly among unvaccinated people. Now, this variant is known as the Delta Plus K417N because it combines mutations from the Indian and South African variants. They say it's similar to the Indian variant and being more transmissible, and it's similar to the South African variant being more evasive of COVID-19 vaccines. So these mutations in the spike proteins that turn a strain into a variant. I hope I taught you guys something on how that terminology is. I know it's a little confusing. But the mutations are just luck of the draw, ones that allow it to attach and hold on and get into the human body and then possibly evade the immune system. The CDC has not confirmed whether or not infections have been detected in the U.S. We have been told that at least one of these was found, but I don't... I, you know, until the CDC says it, we're not supposed to say it. So infectious disease experts said that they did hear rumors about the variant and that it could have the potential to cause serious harm among the unvaccinated population. Now, the first report of the Nepalese mutation of the virus was announced in the UK. This was yesterday. It came as Secretary of State for Transport Grant Shops said Portugal was being moved from the UK's green list, which is requiring no quarantine upon return, to the amber list, where passengers have to quarantine for 10 days on return. So their State Department does things kind of similarly to us, where we have travel advisories and suggestions on who quarantines. But Portugal is involved is because, again, they relate it to this Nepal mutation and Indian variant, which could be in Portugal. So, and there's, by the way, only, they say at least one case. Well, just one case was enough to cause England to make these changes. So this Nepal Delta plus K417N, they believe there's at least 43 cases in the UK, cases believed to be spotted in U.S., India, Portugal, Japan. It's a more mutated version of the Indian variant that is dominant, known as Delta. The variant K417N is believed to evade our vaccinations, not to 100% degree, but to some degree. And they say a mutation on the virus's spike protein was found on the vaccine-resistant South African variant. So the Indian variant mutation causes it to be more infectious, and then the variant that's similar to South Africa allows it to be more, evasive. So these Greek letters are being used, and so if you start to hear more alpha, delta, beta, so the alpha is going to be the UK variant, the beta is the South African, the gamma is the Brazilian, and the delta is the Indian. Now, this is kind of hard to remember, and so maybe, so you got alpha, beta, gamma, delta. I don't know the whole Greek alphabet, but maybe South Africa is below the equator, so maybe that's how we'll remember beta. Alpha is the UK variant is pretty alpha now in the United States, so maybe that's how you can remember that one. Alpha is like the main one we're dealing with. Brazil, gamma. Gamma, how I'm going to remember this is, remember the Brazilian Olympic Games? Brazil had the Olympic Games gamma. Does that work for everybody? And then India, Delta. There's, you know, I don't know. I think there's ways we could figure this out. Now, by the way, there's also an Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, and Kappa. And there are multiple other variants. There's strains and lineages. I posted this on an article. By the way, the articles, if you ever want to try to find the articles, they're on my website in terms of you can't search the articles on my website, but you could hit the article, and then that brings you to the Dr. Dahlia WordPress website, and that WordPress website is where you could then search all articles. So you can't necessarily search the article on my website, but you could search it once you hit an article. All right? So hope that helps with that. So, you know, with these strains, and I understand this is very frustrating for people, your changes in the spike protein seems to be the key to how this virus likes to latch on, how the virus immune system affects it. I wish it was a simple hexagonal skeleton. I wish it would be like that. But unfortunately, it's not. It looks like a... Do you guys remember that toy? I have a picture of it on my website and on my WordPress. But it was a round ball that had all these, like, plastic spokes in it. That's why this is very difficult, because the immune system can't get to the round ball. And by the way, you don't want the immune system to attack anything that's a round sphere, because we have a lot of things in our body that are round, and then the immune system will be attacking. So you want there to be some antigenicity and some specificity to what the immune system has to attack. But these strains, like the N501 mutation, affects how the spike protein attaches to the ACE2 receptor. Then you have these other strains that increase the means by which it latches on, by how it can enter the immune system. And then if it has a means to, let's say, if your antibodies that you have created from a previous COVID infection or from the vaccine is looking for a certain shape. Sometimes these mutations change the shape just enough. Now, I happen to think that these mutations happen on purpose. I happen to think that this virus is trying to become smarter. Or if there is some sort of insidious, you know, entity behind them, making them smarter. But there's a whole variety of different, I guess, mechanisms that can make a mutation evade what we're currently prepared for. But that's exactly how flu works, and how, I mean, we get the flu shot one year, the flu strain changes, and then we need to get a new flu shot the next year. Yesterday on KABC, one of the listeners asked, what is the probability of these mutants, these more severe mutants, really becoming, you know, a threat to the U.S.? Well, the mutants will make it to the U.S., there's no doubt. Whether we are able to test for it, or our tests can pick it up, or whether we actively look for it, will probably affect the numbers. Like right now, we're really not testing vaccinated people for COVID, so we can't tell you how many vaccinated people are still walking around or getting affected with COVID. And unless an employer tests somebody, goes, hey guys, check this out, these guys were vaccinated, they tested positive. The CDC is not now actively testing. After 10,000, they stopped. So, yeah, I think the mutants could come here. Do I think our vaccines are good enough? We're being told they are, but that could change. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the CDC is updating restrictions, allowing people to take their masks off in most situations. But in California, their lawmakers have decided not to follow CDC guidelines. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Fox News points out tuberculosis cases are much higher than COVID-19, and masks were never mandated for that respiratory illness.
California at this point have about 55% of their population with at least one dose of the vaccine. Their new cases are down to less than 1,000 a day. That's been like that for a while. They have more cases of active tuberculosis state than they do COVID-19, and that's never warranted masking.
As more American companies are attacked by suspected Russian hackers, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is currently investigating ransomware attacks that have been used to target roughly 100 organizations. Wray says the malware attacks were similar to the challenges posed by 9/11. USA Radio News. There will be no presidential commission on the January 6th takeover of the Capitol building, just before lawmakers were set to do a final count of the Electoral College numbers from states. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, the president believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate.
Many of those involved with the Capitol building takeover say they believe fraud fueled the 2020 presidential election. Communist China has threatened a nuclear war against the United States amid calls for a probe into the origins of COVID-19. The Global Times newspaper, which is run by the Communist Party, released an editorial article saying Beijing is preparing for a nuclear war with the United States. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. is investigating some cases of heart inflammation that might have occurred after the COVID-19 vaccine in young adults and teens, especially boys. So apparently, There's one study looking at seven U.S. teen boys from several states. This was published online Friday in the journal Pediatrics. It's among the latest reports of heart inflammation discovered after the COVID-19 vaccination, although a definitive link to the vaccine has not yet been proven. Now, the boys were aged 14 to 19. They received Pfizer shots in April or May, developed chest pain within a few days. Heart imaging tests showed a type of heart muscle inflammation called myocarditis. We've talked about the myocardium. That's the muscle of the heart. You want that muscle to work so your heart's a good pump and pumps blood so oxygen gets to all your tissues. The pericardium is the layer outside the heart. It's the lining outside the heart. So this is the myocarditis. This is the actual heart muscle. Now, they said, thank God, none of these kids were critically ill. All were healthy enough to leave the hospital after 2 to 6 days. They're doing pretty well, according to Dr. Preeti Jaggi, an Emory University infectious disease specialist who co-authored the report. She said more follow-up is needed to determine how the seven, you know, later do, but that it's likely the heart changes were temporary. Now, this scares the living daylights out of, you know, adults who are seeing that many schools are saying, you know, kids can't come here unless they're vaccinated. And so this, especially colleges, so that's making, you know, some parents pretty concerned. Only one of the seven boys in the pediatrics report had evidence of a possible previous COVID-19 infections. Doctors determined none of them had a rare inflammatory condition linked with coronavirus. So what they did is they tested to see if this could have been just active COVID causing the inflammation of their heart. Now, when they say one of the seven had evidence of previous COVID-19 infection, I still have to take that with a grain of salt because the average kid didn't get tested for COVID. So a lot of these kids that might have had colds, did the parents rush them to get a COVID test or not? And many kids don't want a COVID test. You know, it's funny. We think parents are in control. I have never seen so many parents' behavior change because of kids. I'm like, you're the parent. If the kid is sick, take this kid in. No, my kid doesn't want to go. My kid doesn't like it. My kid, now maybe it's an excuse, but I'm like, who's the parent here? So there's a chance that the boys could have actually had COVID in the past, but again, people aren't getting tested or they're calling telemedicine. And, you know, if they're getting treated over the phone with telemedicine, nobody's administering a test. Only now have telemedicine companies started to send test kits home. But, again, the problem with that is, are they being done correctly? You know, do people want to be found? Yeah, that's been a big concern this whole time. People with COVID don't want to be diagnosed with COVID. So these cases do seem to echo reports from Israel that young men, some young men had been diagnosed with myocarditis after receiving Pfizer shots. So the CDC alerted us doctors last month that they were monitoring a small number of reports on heart inflammation in teens and young adults from the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The reason why Moderna is involved is because those are given to people over age 18. So I believe if there were any 19-year-olds or 20-year-olds who had received the Moderna shot, they might be in the mix. Now, the CDC has not determined if there's really a link to the shots. They continue to urge that everyone 12 and older get vaccinated against COVID. Now, COVID-19 is riskier for the heart than the vaccine, although a study has come out that very few children have, you know, in fact, let me see this. Hold on a second. There's an interesting study that just came out. COVID-19 hospitalizations in teens, very rare. So they say a small study suggests that teens that haven't been vaccinated against COVID face a low risk of hospitalization due to the virus. And the latest report from the CDC found zero deaths in a group of unvaccinated teens, which is a great sign. So findings released today from the agency's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report drew data from COVIDnet, which is a surveillance system accounting for about 10% of the national population across 14 states, and they found that 204 adolescents aged 12 to 17 were hospitalized primarily for the virus from January to March 31st. Of total, one-third were sent to the ICU, 5% did require mechanical ventilation. So kids could possibly still need to be ventilated, but thank God nobody died. So I'm a parent. I have two boys, age 21 and 18. Yeah, they're not excited about getting the vaccine, and they haven't gotten it yet. and they're considering it, but they want to wait and see more data. Because they're adults, I don't have as much control as if they were younger. And I understand, you know, them wanting to watch and wait. I do let them know the risks, that there still is at risk of hospitalization. But I understand that, you know, they've had to get tons of vaccines, and they're adults. So I'm going to let them make up their mind. If their college demands it, they'll probably get it. But I understand, you know, as parents, it does concern people, you know, and you know, there's kind of an old sort of, I don't know if the word for it is adage or old sort of belief that sometimes if you do too much, you could mess with something. Now, I don't know if it was in my culture. My father would never wanted to go to the doctor. He said the doctors make you sick. He said they're going to find something, and then, you know, you're going to go through all these extra tests, and, you know, it's called mitcheting. He said, I don't want to be mitcheted. Well, unfortunately, he died at age 62 of a heart attack, and he wouldn't listen to me. I'm like, let us take a look at you. Let people take a look at you. I don't have to, or you want me in the room, I'll be there. But then nope. And then his father died of colon cancer. That wasn't diagnosed till it had already spread, because again, nobody in the family, very stubborn, wanted to go to the doctor and get seen. So I understand both schools of thought, because some people feel that once you go to the doctor, well then, oh, they find a lump. Well, then they find a lump, and then they try to biopsy the lump, and the biopsy was negative, but now you have an issue from the biopsy, and now you have an infection, and now you have scarring, and now you have, you know, I get it. You know, I had a benign tumor on my ovary, and the benign tumor got removed, but it got removed through my belly button. Doctor was fantastic, did the surgery, got the benign tumor out. She had to get the benign tumor out. But the problem is because I had that surgery through the belly button, I developed a hernia. Well, then I had to have a hernia repair. The hernia repair, the mesh, was one of the meshes that got recalled. It basically destroyed my abdominal wall muscle. And then I had another hernia that got worse. And now I have this mesh sheet trying to hold your entrails in. And my stomach isn't flat anymore. I don't really look like I so much have a hernia. I just look, I look a little bloated, and I just don't have that flat stomach anymore. And I have now these bowel issues because of the scar tissue from the surgeries and the issues with the mesh. And so many people will go back and say, well, I wish I never had this one procedure. The problem is I had a tumor on my ovary. There was no way to say 100% it was benign. You had to have it taken out. So, you know, the idea that, you know, well, gosh, you know, would I be better off now if I never had the original surgery? I could. But, you know, that was the decision. I made the best decision I could at the time. And I'm glad I made it. I probably would have done it again. But it stinks because I'm dealing with after effects from multiple surgeries. I feel fine, thank God. I'm blessed. So when parents are like, do I really want to start down the path of getting a shot and having my kid, the one in, you know, 100,000 chance of possibly getting, or million chance of getting, you know, inflammation of the heart, I'm sure there's a lot of parents saying, I'll take my chances. So we need this studied thoroughly, and then we need to see who actually is at risk. Because if we do find an underlying theme, then hopefully those that don't have that theme will, you know, be able to rest a little bit more easily that the shot's going to be fine for them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Darlene from Clearwater wants to know if I would fire Fauci. All right, so this whole Dr. Fauci thing, this is to me very, very intriguing. And I have said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't think his role should have existed in the form that it did. And I did not like the position they gave him and the role they gave him, because I think it was impossible from the start. I'm not saying that to defend him, but you can't have one doctor that is given a sliver of, you know, top secret national security insight into China, put him on a witness stand in Congress, have him steer the country's approach to COVID solely on his shoulders. I understand there were maybe some other doctors, but having him a figurehead, having him, you know, interview and do the gamut and win all these awards and be a celebrity and make bobbleheads about him, it's just, there was just something not right about the whole approach to this. It was almost a circus. People fall in love with Fauci, and I don't know how much of it Fauci wanted. Maybe he wanted the fame. Maybe he wanted, I guess his salary is $417,000, which is, I think, more than the president. So I don't know. And maybe, you know, he's like, look, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, being, you know, of my, you know, medical background and all that, I'll step up to the plate, you know, and he did work a lot of hours, and I do appreciate his service. But in terms of how culpable is he in terms of there being a leak, here's the only problem with that. If we want to blame Fauci for knowing there was a leak, and there are emails showing that he was apprised of it in April 2020, and he didn't, quote-unquote, go after China, that wasn't necessarily his role. Now, I know that's one of the many things people are faulting Fauci for, but if we just look at that piece, right, Fauci is a doctor supposed to make recommendations based on what he understands about virus. And he's, you know, I'm glad we had physicians on the case, but he is not supposed to be steering national security, steering those policies. He's supposed to give an opinion, and then people who have access to the intelligence or have access to China or have access to World Health Organization or in a position to help obtain evidence, they're the ones that kind of have to do that. So if you're going to blame Fauci for not acting on China sooner, then you're also blaming Trump. Now, I don't think Trump had access either. I'm very confused why, if we did feel that there was this possibility of a leak, we as the U.S. couldn't go in there and, you know, raid the lab. I guess because then that could have been an act of war. I don't know. So if Trump couldn't do it, Fauci couldn't. Now, where people are faulting Fauci is, did he send money to the lab? Did he have a financial interest in the lab? Could he have sounded the alarm that would have, did he poo-poo the leak such that it wasn't then pursued by then the Trump administration? Again, that's where I go back and say, look, his role shouldn't have been that powerful. So I wouldn't necessarily say fire him. I would probably say his role right now shouldn't exist. You know, he should be in a position where he is offering guidance, but not this, I'm going along. I mean, you know, why is he testifying in Congress? Well, the reason why he's testifying and in these Senate hearings is because he helped make policy on masks. Well, he even said in his earlier emails, the masks don't really they may limit droplet transmission, but the masks aren't going to protect somebody 100% from the virus, which he's right, because you kind of need the N95 respirators. But you know, because policy was then steered, now he's in the hot seat. And maybe the Trump administration and the Biden administration do that purposely, so then they have plausible deniability, so then it doesn't hurt their, shall we say, chances for re-election. But, like I said, a doctor should not have been in that role. Yes, I would love to see a doctor as president one day, but he wasn't president. All right? He was supposed to, with other doctors, say, look, you know, this is interesting. This seems natural. This might not seem natural. These are some theories I would suggest. And then Trump goes up there saying, this is what the doctors are telling me. But instead, he basically, you know, and maybe, again, it wasn't by choice. Maybe he was forced to take the brunt of all the, you know, all the speaking and protocols and, you know, standing up there with the, you know, 15 days to flatten the curve. So, you know, I don't want to say he should be fired, but I think that position of where he is in the media and being a COVID focal point is now impractical, and we should actually see the team of doctors. There should be a team of doctors, a panel of doctors, and maybe they disagree. Most doctors do disagree with each other. And then come up with a consensus. But we put all this on one person, and we made him a celebrity. And trust me, he busted his butt. So, you know, he deserves the attention, but he's in a position now where this is his fault. The virus isn't his fault. The virus isn't Trump's fault. The virus isn't Biden's fault, right? There is fault. It's coming from China. Now, I don't know much about any sort of financial, relationship. I don't know much about that. Maybe you guys know more. I mean, you know, many people in medicine or in terms of the government help support labs in other countries. He was asked, are they giving money to gain a function? You know, people that could be, you know, weaponizing things. He said no. Now, being in that position, if he did lie, well, now he's in trouble for perjury. And if he did, you know, commit perjury, I don't believe you can then hold a public office. So if that's the case, they might end up firing him, but I predict he'll resign before that happens. But like I said, it was one of those positions that I, you know, I was just really kind of shocked that they were, you know, using Fauci in that manner, because as a doctor, he's going to have to be, you know, not very political. And he's going to have to say what the media or what government may not want to hear. Doctors don't really tell you what you want to hear. If they do, they're not good doctors. If you're overweight and your doctor's like, girl, you look good, that's not a good doctor. But if the doctor says, honey, look, I know you got some curves, but you have got to get that BMI down. That weight you have will, doesn't matter if you think you look good or not, that weight could turn you into diabetes. Or, you know, give you diabetes. That, you know, a doctor has to still be honest. You're going to have high blood pressure, stroke risk, Alzheimer's risk. You know, you got to get the weight down. That's a good doctor. So, you know, Fauci had a role which didn't necessarily allow him to, you know. So I don't know if it was his fault or not, but I predict he'll resign. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.